in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your chances. Absa.
Chaos erupts in Indolan Central Business District after riot at Chisokone Market. President Hichilema reaffirms commitment to enhancing Zambia's business climate to boost investments. In global news, Raik Marcha presented in a cage as high-stakes treason trial begins in South Sudan. Good afternoon, my name is Constance Mavinamingo with the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. The details. Business this morning came to a standstill in Indolan Central Business District after a violent riot broke out at Chisokone Market, prompting a heavy police response. The situation rapidly escalated as police officers in full riot gear fired tear gas canisters to disperse a crowd of angry traders. The unrest, which began within Chisokone Market, quickly spilled into nearby streets as police struggled to regain control. Phoenix staffer Raphael Malenga reports that the impact was felt far beyond the market, with much of the central business district grinding to a halt as local businesses shuttered their doors and traffic came to a standstill. Authorities are yet to issue an official statement regarding the cause of the riot. President Hakainde Hichilema says government remains committed to improving Zambia's business operating environment in order to attract more investment. Speaking when First Quantum Minerals, FQM, and an investors delegation paid a courtesy call on him at State House this morning, President Hichilema expressed delight at FQM's continued investment in the country. He has emphasized that increased investment translates into more jobs, greater business opportunities, and enhanced revenue for the National Treasury. The head of state notes that since taking office in 2021, his administration has embarked on vigorous economic and institutional reforms aimed at creating a more conducive environment for investment, adding that restoring the rule of law has been a key priority as it plays a critical role in building investor confidence. Meanwhile, President Hichilema says he is pleased that FQM continues to expand its investment footprint in Zambia, especially now that the outlook for the mining sector is more positive.
Africa is a continent we all want to move forward, economically, socially, and for us as a country, this is our priority, to improve the operating environment, business operating environment, so we can have more investment. We're very delighted with the First Quantum investment, so we can create jobs, business opportunities, and indeed, if you like, enhance the treasury income, because that's the way it works. Then we can support overall the improvement of infrastructure and other things that support investment.
Speaking earlier, delegation representative Tristan Pascal says investors drawn from various parts of the world are increasingly eager to understand Zambia's investment policies. She says investor interest is currently at a record high, driven by government's efforts to make the country more attractive to foreign and local capital.
We have with us a group of investors, international investors and analysts that represent the capital markets throughout the Western world, and very interested in the long term in First Quantum, but also very interested in Zambia, interested in emerging markets, interested in the theme of copper on the global market today. So we're very honoured to host this group. It's a large group, but with your and I'm sure very interested to hear your comments in terms of your government's policy towards investments and the investment that we've seen in Zambia, which I think is at a record level.
In more news, the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation says government has intensified drought response measures aimed at strengthening water supply systems across the country following the severe 2023-2024 drought. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Colleen Ngobo has disclosed that the prolonged dry spell significantly reduced water sources and disrupted supply in many districts, prompting government to procure new pumping equipment and launch emergency borehole drilling initiatives to cushion affected communities. In a statement, Ms. Ngobo says the Eastern Water Supply and Sanitation Company has since received two high-lift standby pumps for Chipata and other towns to ensure uninterrupted water supply in the event of equipment breakdowns, thereby guaranteeing reliability for households, schools, health facilities and businesses. He explains that under the emergency borehole drilling program, 13 out of 20 commercial boreholes have been drilled and are awaiting equipment installation in Chipata, Nyimba, Petaoke and Lundazi, as well as Lumezi, Mambwe and Chanida, where works are also expected. Mr. Ngobo explains that contractors are being mobilized to complete pump installations, pipe connections and drilling works, with the total investment in the interventions amounting to 32.5 million kwacha. The minister adds that these measures reaffirm government's commitment to safeguarding water supply infrastructure and ensuring uninterrupted access to safe and clean water while building resilience against the impact of climate change. The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NHIMA, says it has commenced a pilot rollout of instant card printing solutions countrywide. NHIMA Head of Public Relations, King Sieth Cheka, says as part of the pilot rollout, eligible members will receive their NHIMA membership cards printed on demand at the point of registration and when accessing National Health Insurance Scheme services. Mr. Sika says the new cards are official and legitimate, fully recognized and valid for accessing health services under the National Health Insurance Scheme. He says both the newly printed instant cards and the centrally printed cards remain valid, adding that members who have already centrally printed cards do not need to replace them. Mr. Sika says the new instant cards include the members' National Registration Card NRC number, a new feature introduced to enhance member identification.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NHIMA, would like to inform members of the National Health Insurance Scheme, NHIS, stakeholders, NHIMA accredited healthcare providers and the public that it has commenced a pilot rollout of instant card printing solutions countrywide. As part of this pilot rollout, eligible members will receive their NHIMA membership card printed on demand at the point of registration and when accessing the NHIS services. These new cards are official and legitimate, fully recognized and valid for accessing health services under the NHIS.
In global news, the trial of former South Sudan Vice President Riek Machar has begun this morning in the capital, Juba. Machar, alongside the co-accused, was presented in a cage inside the courtroom. The justice authorities said Machar faced criminal charges for his alleged role in an attack on a garrison of government troops earlier this year. We monitored the BBC on other stories.
Britain has warned Israel not to annex parts of the West Bank in retaliation for its recognition of Palestinian statehood. Israel's Prime Minister said Palestinians would never have a state, adding that Israel would react to Sunday's coordinated announcements by Britain, Canada, Australia and Portugal. President Trump has hailed the right-wing Christian activist Charlie Kirk as an American martyr. Kirk's widow, Erica, told the crowd at his memorial service that her Christian faith meant she would forgive his killer, but Mr. Trump said he hoped he was sentenced to death. South Sudan's Vice President Riek Machar has appeared in court charged with murder, treason and crimes against humanity. They relate to a militia attack by formerly loyal fighters which killed 250 South Sudanese soldiers.
We'll take a quick break. We'll return with the business news shortly.
A whole new flight for radio.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Health changes everything.
The Alliance for Zambia Informal Economy Association, AZIA, has called on government to make substantial investments in the informal sector to unlock its full business potential.